Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Steve Boros. Batting second. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting third. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim O'Toole. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim O'Toole. And now, play ball. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boros hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Toole covering, for the out. Burton moves to second. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Rose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Boros settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Toole fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Hubbs. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Hubbs steals second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubbs moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hubbs tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Buell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burrows. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to third. Neal moves to second. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Bertel to Santo. The throw back to home, and Edwards is out at the plate. Neal moves to third. Casco moves to second. 2 outs. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Toole strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Burrows is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burrows is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burrows hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Burton is 0 for 1 in the game. Burton hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rose is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper strikes out. 2 outs. Vada Pinson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive towards third. Neal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Edwards strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Neal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bertel moves to second. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards fires to second and picks off Bertel for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell bunts towards the mound. O'Toole fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rogers moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boros hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0 for 2 in the game. Burton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Burton reaches second base with a double. Rogers scores. Buell moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Casco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. O'Toole is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Toole strikes out. 1 out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hubs scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hubs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Hubs. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Hubs steals second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bertel hits a line drive towards third. Neal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Buell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper moves to third. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Harper scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boros is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boros hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burton bunts towards the mound. O'Toole fields it and throws to first for the out. Boros moves to second. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Toole covering, for the out. Boros moves to third. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Neal is called out on strikes. 1 out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. 2 outs. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Jim O'Toole. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to third. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rose is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Owens now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive towards the mound. Owens can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubs is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owens fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burpell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Burpell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco throws to second for one, and Rose throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Bertel moves to second. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bertel moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Rogers is one for one in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rogers is walked intentionally. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Edwards fires to third and picks off Bertel. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Landrum now playing center field. Ellis Burton now playing right field. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harper is one for three in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is one for three in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McDaniel strikes out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Landrum. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Landrum steals second. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burton is one for three in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burton strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 0 for 4 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landrum scores. Williams moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Charlie Neal. Bob Skinner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Casco is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Casco hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Walters pinch hits for Jim Owens. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to McDaniel covering. Safe. Skinner moves to second. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Skinner moves to third. Walters moves to second. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rose is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rose strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.